This is 89.1 WEMU, David Fair with you on a Thursday, and it's that time of day, that time of week, where we welcome back Russ Collins. He is the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater Foundation and serves as my co-host for Cinema Chat. He knows all things movies. How are you, Russ?
Very well. How are you, David?
You know?
Sounded good this morning.
As opposed to every other morning? Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we're opening two movies, and there's three movies opening this weekend, The Green Knight, Stillwater, and Jungle Cruise. And I'm happy to say that we're opening The Green Knight, which is a riff on the Arthurian legend directed by David Lowery and starring Dev Patel. Stillwater is direct from the Cannes Film Festival. It played just a couple weeks ago.
This has got big buzz.
In France. It does, it does. Matt Damon stars. And it's directed by Tom McCarthy, who was probably best known for Spotlight. But I love his film Station Agent. And we did a premiere of Win-Win for Sundance back a few years ago. And then Good Night and Good Luck.
That was one of my
Jeff
favorites
Daniels.
Of his, yeah.
So Tom McCarthy is quite a filmmaker. And Stillwater, as you said, has a big buzz. The Disney film that's opening this week is Jungle Cruise, which stars The Rock and Emily Blunt. The reviews on it are pretty so-so. It appears they're trying to repeat the success of Pirates of the Caribbean. But this time it just doesn't work as well as that did. So
it's still going to do gangbusters.
You're probably right. You're probably right. Good stars and a good brand. So we'll hope that. But we're not playing that at the State of Michigan. You'll have to go to your local multiplex to see that. We continue with our series, but I'm really excited about The Green Knight. It both honors and deconstructs the source material, which is the Arthurian legend of England. You know, back in the hundreds, in historic terms. But Dev Patel plays Sir Gawain, who is set upon, and he's kind of a difficult character. He's the reckless son of King Arthur, and he is directed to go quest against the Green Knight, who's a gigantic emerald-skinned stranger and tester of men. The film is very elliptical. It can be hard to follow sometimes, but very rewarding in the end when all of the pieces are tied up and tied together. And again, it's got a great cast with Dev Patel and Alicia Vikander, Joel Egerton, lots of other folks as well. So The Green Knight opens tomorrow at the State Theater. You can go check it out there. You can also check out Stillwater, which is this Matt Damon film, where he is an unemployed roughneck, and his daughter is over in France and ends up getting put in jail. Now, they're estranged, and the daughter's played by Abigail Breslin. And the estrangement between them is obviously a problem, but obviously he's very concerned about his daughter. He goes over there and tries to get to the bottom of what was going on there. The reviews on this have been outstanding. It takes a thoughtful approach to intelligent themes, and there are strong performances from all of the leads. It's a timely drama with steadily building power in terms of its dramatic construction.
What Matt Damon did in terms of preparation was amazing. He went and spent months with these people in Oklahoma to get a sense of who they were, what their thought process was, how to actually be a part of the roughneck community. And what he found out was that most had some different opinions than him, but there was a lot of commonality, and that when you take the time to sit down and talk with one another, a lot of progress can be made.
Isn't that funny that is indeed the human condition, and we need to embrace that more? So,
right, yeah. I just thought that was fascinating and provides some context to how we're going to view this movie.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very timely in that particular approach, which is embracing people that are different than yourself, and all there's all kinds of ways to be different. So Stillwater is a film that is anxiously expected and already highly praised. It got a 20-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival, and this is a place that doesn't typically give
right.
ovations to film. There's always a few a year, but
have you ever been to one? Have you ever been to a film where there was a standing ovation?
Yeah, I have. We've done some here where the filmmaker's been present, and they've gotten standing ovations. So,
I love that. I want to be a part of that someday. I've never been a participant.
Yeah, all the Star Wars films get standing ovations. No, I'm just kidding about that. So.
Yes, you are.
well, we continue with the Truffle Fest at the Michigan Theater with Pig, which is this Nick Cage film that's gotten great reviews and people really like it, 98% positive reviews. And it's about this former chef, played by Nick Cage, who gets stressed out, leaves his profession, and gets a pig and hunts truffles in the wilds of Oregon. And it's a very personal story. Again, great performance by Nick Cage. Not the scene-chewing kind of performance that he's typically known for, but a very subtle performance, reminiscent of some of his better films. So go check that out, Pig. And then The Truffle Hunters, which is this documentary about old Italian men and their dogs who go hunting for these white truffles that are both prized and very, very rare, so consequently very expensive. In the culinary continuation, Roadrunner, a film about Anthony Bourdain, is currently playing. And this film just keeps getting an audience. People are really interested and enjoy
people,
it. It's a tough
people miss
film.
Him, you know, and at the same time, you get some insights, and it's really kind of eerie, I think, to hear him narrate his own posthumous film.
Yes. And Morgan Neville, the director, who also did 20 Feet from Stardom and Won't You Be My Neighbor, has done a really remarkable job of pulling all the pieces together and telling a very compelling story about a extremely intelligent and talented man who was also troubled. It's a very, very human story. So, and then every WEMU listener is required to go see Summer of Soul because it is just spectacular. And Questlove commented on a Twitter post that was out when someone said, you can watch this on television. It is it's very, very good. But you've got to see it at least once in a theater because the sound system just makes it come alive in a theater space. And he said, I felt seen when I saw that Twitter post. So for the sake of Questlove and all the great artists like Nina Simone and Stevie Wonder.
Sly and the Family Stone, yes.
Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Staple Singers, Mahalia Jackson, B.B. King, the Fifth Dimension, and so many more. This is a very compelling, extremely well put together film of footage that was in somebody's basement for 50 years, and Questlove put it together in a very compelling way that both have contemporary references, and it's also great to see a couple of the performers from the Fifth Dimension look at their performance 50 years after they did it and just see the broad smiles on their face and the joy, as well as the joy of the audience that was actually at the concert back in 1969 for all of these.
A lot of goosebump moments in this one.
There is. We continue with our big screen classic series with Wes Anderson. That's going to be Rushmore this Friday. We have our Spike Lee Festival continuing with Inside Man, and that's going to be on Saturday. On Sunday, we have Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, and then on Tuesday, Singin' in the Rain. Those are our traditional kind of classic films. And then our Studio Ghibli Japanese Anime Festival continues with Princess Mononoke on Sunday. So those series have been very, very popular. You should probably get your tickets in advance to make sure that there's a seat for you. And the film that has just done extremely well for us, and people really enjoy it. It was the film that helped so many people emerge from the sentence that we all imposed on ourselves, and to a certain degree by necessity, or to an extreme degree by necessity because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
In the Heights, right? Yeah.
Yep, and if you've seen it, I'm going to go see it again. It was just very, very enjoyable to me, and it's Ann Arbor audiences, Washtenaw County audiences are loving it. So we have another film from Cannes coming up, Annette. It was the opening night film. Now, this is going to be on the 6th, so it's a couple weeks away, or it's a week away, so you want to go put that on your things to do list. And then another kind of mandated film for WEMU listeners on the 12th, we're actually opening it a day early, the Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to that. Hey, before I let you go, Russ, on behalf of the community at large, I want to say congratulations as you and your wife, Deb Pollock, have become grandparents once again. And that all took place this week. Very exciting. Congratulations and enjoy every moment.
Well, we will. Yes, we've got the twin grandsons that we're very, very proud of, as well as being very proud of Mom.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And congratulations to Lindsay and her partner. And we will look forward to the public introduction once that becomes a reality. Thank you again for being co-host of Cinema Chat. And thank you for your contributions today. And once again, congratulations to you and yours.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Russ Collins. He is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater Foundation and my co-host for Chinam Cinema Chat. Thank you for joining today's edition, and we'll look forward to hearing from you and seeing you next Thursday. This is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.